This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. If you sip a glass of Italian wine tonight with dinner, you might note delicate notes of plum or cherries. Italian wines are also made with another important but very subtle ingredient, equality. Italian women are revolutionizing the way that vino is made, promoted, and sold. Women in corporate boardrooms might not be a new phenomenon, but their entrance into the world's male-dominated cantinas and vineyards especially is, as they're making changes that are nothing to sniff at. Nancy Greenlease reports.
A fine wine is created with the hands, the head, and the heart. Women in the wine world say their glass runneth over with this passion. Emilia Nardi, at 20 years of age, didn't lack for passion, but it was of another sort. She was madly in love with a young man whom her winemaking father wasn't too keen on.
So my father's daughter to send me in the countryside to work in the winery we have. And that's the way I have started. I like the country life, I like the wine. And so it's 26 years that I have been working in this business, so it's a long time.
Her love affair with wine has sent her to the top of her profession, but it hasn't been easy. She's the president of Tenute Silvio Nardi in Tuscany, globally renowned for its award-winning Brunello di Montalcino. Years ago, the national union covering wine workers wouldn't grant her maternity leave, and her promotion after the death of her father in 1995 didn't go down smoothly for everyone.
The worker, they didn't understand that the boss was a woman now, anymore a man. And once when we have taken the decision to reduce the quantity of the production, to reduce it drastically of the 30%, the worker, they didn't understood me, and they have tried not to do that. And I told them, sorry, this is not a cooperative, this is a private company, you have to do that. And that has been an ugly moment, but after I have always done this job with a great passion.
This is a wine that's very delicate, pure, elegant, says Susanna Bianco, who's in charge of the Gigi Bianco Winery. She hands a glass to one of the many women wine lovers at a tasting in Rome. The taster responds that it's good, very good. Bianco beams. She's the public face of this family winery, as well as its head. Now about one-third of Italian wineries have a woman at the helm, staggering in a country with rampant workplace discrimination. They've brought results worth toasting. Italy now leads the world in exports, having trailed the French for years. The wines have improved from the basket-covered bottles of Chianti of years past, and wine lovers are hearing about them, thanks to women. They're sending a message with every bottle of Italian wine. Wine journalist Jose Pellegrini, interviewed for a Vin Italy wine convention video, said women have a knack for communications and publicity that their male counterparts lacked.
È stato proprio quello di aver capito.
They understood that they needed to adopt a specific language for wine, one that was emotional, straightforward, common, full of passion and a deep understanding of the sector. This way of speaking is very typical for women, but in the world of wine, it was truly revolutionary.
No doubt that women have a nose for this business. But do they also have a better nose for making and tasting wines? Massimila Sarego Alighieri of the Sarego Alighieri Winery holds this somewhat controversial opinion.
I think women taste sometimes better than men taste. So women can really realize which is the real quality and which is the real point of view of our business.
At the Vin Italy Wine Conference, sommeliers pour women-made wines in a temporary restaurant created by the Women of Wine Association. The majority of aspiring sommeliers are now women, and Monica Garelli is among them. Unlike many of the female wine pioneers, Garelli is entering the field without family connections. She's taken vacation time from her other job to work the bar.
Here, I have the opportunity to taste many wines. After all, there are infinite things to learn. There are all the vines, all the blends. Really, no one ever stops learning. In fact, this is the best part.
The glass is half full for women, yet Emilia Nardi says this agricultural field still has to do more to ensure that women aren't sidelined after having children.
For women, I dream that the world of the work will be a little bit more woman's side. That means to respect the maternity, to respect the multitasking way of life that a woman has much more than a man, and that will be a great thing.
Scusa, il tappino qua?
Sarebbe stato meglio. Però lo fai con la bocca.
As one woman said, drop by drop, we're entering the glass and creating a long-lasting flavor. In March, the Vin Italy Wine Convention gave its prestigious award for exceptional contributions in the field to two women. For Word of Mouth, I'm Nancy Greenlease in Verona, Italy.
Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us today. If you'd like to hear more, you can catch segments anytime at wordofmouthradio.org or in the free NHPR iPhone app. It makes it easy to listen anytime to any segment you wish, anywhere. You can also share segments easily with a friend. There's a link to download the app at wordofmouthradio.org. There you can also listen to past shows from our archives and post questions or feedback about what you've heard on the air. And we do encourage you to contribute to the conversation. You can email your ideas for future segments to wordofmouth@nhpr.org or post your thoughts on Facebook or send us a tweet.